you know, the Canary Islands, there's seven of them out in the Atlantic Ocean west of Morocco, Africa. They're owned by Spain, and one of them, La Palma, is not only the steepest island in the world, but it also has been the most volcanically active of the Canaries in the past 500 years. It also has the four-mile-high volcano called Cumbre Vieja, which means Old Summit. The volcano has been rebuilding itself for the past 15,000 years since it last blew apart and collapsed huge amounts of rock into the surrounding ocean, sending out a giant tsunami then that has been detected in deposits as far away as the Bahamas and Bermuda. Over the past 15,000 years, the volcano kept erupting underwater, building back up from the Atlantic seabed 3 miles below the water surface to its present height, which is now more than a mile above the Atlantic. Its last two eruptions were 1971 and 1949. And during the 1949 eruption, the western side of the island slipped 16 feet downward toward the sea, and it opened up a 2-kilometer-long fracture, which is visible today. And now geologists think that that western side of the volcano is unstable. Ugh. During another future eruption, as much as 500 cubic kilometers of that western side could collapse into the Atlantic. And if that happened, George, as incredible as it sounds, computer models indicate that the tsunami at the collapse site could be at least 1 kilometer high.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that would be more than 0.5 miles of water rise at La Palma after all the estimated 500 billion tons of rock could fall rapidly and displace an equivalent amount of ocean water. And remember, something like that did occur about 15,000 years ago. Now, computer models show that the water under such a situation would move out at 500 miles an hour across the Atlantic Ocean. And by the time it reached the east coast of North America and as far south as northern Brazil 8 to 12 hours later, the tsunami could be as high as 165 feet when it hits shorelines in northern Brazil. We're talking mega tsunami. This is a 15-story building of water coming into North America.
That's scary.
And down to Brazil. And you can see computer model frames of this tsunami action at my website, www.earthfiles.com. On the headlines page is a hot link to this report tonight about the mega tsunami threat from the Canary Islands volcano that has been done from the work at UC Santa Cruz computer model expert Steve Ward. Now, a scientist who began studying the Cumbre Vieja volcano in the mid-1990s and the possible consequences of such a mega tsunami on the east coast of North America and Brazil is British geologist Simon Day, Ph.D. Dr. Day is now visiting associate researcher from University College in London at the Department now of Earth Sciences at the University of California, Santa Cruz. Recently, I asked him about the potential tsunami danger of this volcano, and if he had confidence in the accuracy of the computer modeling projections, which some other geologists dispute. Here now is the world expert on Cumbre Vieja.
At some stage in the future, La Palma might do the same, and after a series of eruptions, in each of which it moves a little bit, it eventually collapses catastrophically and produces a landslide of a few hundred cubic kilometers, taking away the whole of the side of the volcano and dumping it into the ocean as a landslide. And that's what would then generate these giant tsunami waves.
And your computer modeling shows that it could be as high as 55 yards, the tsunami?
Well, what you've got to remember is that the tsunami will be very much larger near the source, and will then, as it spreads out and separates out from a few very large waves into a series of smaller waves, it'll diminish in height as it crosses the ocean. And then, of course, as tsunamis do, it'll build up again on the other side. But the sorts of heights that the model is predicting for the western seaboard, for the eastern seaboard, sorry, of the United States, and for Canada and the Caribbean, and for northern Brazil, are in that sort of range, a few tens of meters to several tens of meters, so 55 yards, yeah, as the maximum value.
And if something were 55 yards, which is over 150 feet, that would be at least a 15-story building.
Yeah, into that sort of size. And, of course, you know, following events in the Indian Ocean, we now all have a point of comparison, which is the tsunamis there. It would be at least a few times larger in terms of wave heights than the tsunami produced in the Indian Ocean was. Very close to source, but what we're talking about is the height of the wave as it reaches the other side of the Atlantic Ocean, so along a much greater length of seaboard.
And we're talking about New York, Boston, Washington, D.C. We're talking about one of the largest population corridors in the United States.
That's correct. I mean, you know, I think one of the lessons from the Indian Ocean tsunami has been, you know, just how much damage a tsunami can do when it strikes a densely populated coastline. And particularly those cities on the eastern seaboard that face the ocean directly would potentially be in a very considerable threat from such a wave.
Has there been any kind of 15-story tsunami on record from anything happening in the Canary Islands or that area in the past?
Not in the human historical record, because the last collapse of this type that occurred in the Canaries occurred at least 15,000 years ago. And perhaps much longer than that. But in terms of the geological record, there have been a number of these volcano collapses in the Canaries and also in other island groups in the Atlantic, like the Cape Verde Islands, which are further south than the Canaries. So in terms of the geological record, these things are not unprecedented at all.
And the assumption is that even if it was 15,000 years ago, that big swamping tsunami floods did hit the east coast of North America?
That's right. I mean, the one at 15,000 years ago, sea level would have been significantly lower than present, and the coastline would have been much further out. So we don't have direct records of that. But there are a number of deposits on, for example, the Bahamas and in Bermuda that have been tentatively linked to tsunamis that might have been produced by previous volcano collapses in the Canaries.
And what do those deposits consist of?
Typically very, very large boulders, you know, great chunks of the reef weighing as much as a couple of thousand tons. They've been ripped off the edge of the reef and carried inland by the waves.
And so the educated guess is that for that kind of force to lift that size of island inland, it would have to be large water.
That's right. And, you know, if it was a tsunami wave, you know, one of these very rapid floods, very turbulent floods, similar to those that we've seen in the video footage from the Indian Ocean, we'd be looking at waves at least a few tens of meters high, so 25, 30 yards plus, is what's necessary to move boulders of that size. What's important is the question of whether at some stage in the near future, one of these eruptions is going to give enough of a push to the flank of the island to cause it to collapse, and that's the big question.